You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, Random Nation? Your buddy Murph back once again for what we trust will be a fantastic episode of the Raider Rundown. Raiders Rundown? Raider Rundown? Whatever the hell this thing is. It's the RFR Raiders Fan Radio Rundown, where we look at the hottest stories and the hottest takes in Raider Nation, Jeff.
Nice.
As we break it down in the clickbait style and bring all the hot takes. Hot takes. You want takes? We got hot ones.
Oh, they're scalding hot.
Scalding hot takes. Actually, this is quite the opposite. This is just a nice little casual conversation amongst two best friends about their favorite football team.
There you go.
Yeah, and so we appreciate all of those of you that are joining us live on the YouTubes. Everybody that's in the chat room there, we appreciate you very, very much. We are not live tonight. But we will be back live next week. So for those of you that are looking for the live Raiders Fan Radio Show, check back with us next week at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on your favorite YouTube dial, which is at youtube.com/Raiders Fan Radio. And while you're there, please hit the like, hit the subscribe, hit the thumbs up, smash the bell, as the kids say. Tell a Raider friend about us, because all those wonderful things you do to support Raiders Fan Radio goes to support our nonprofit, which is the One Nation Foundation supporting Raiders related charity swag, Jeff.
Oh my gosh. Did you get it all?
Whew. Give it up for my best friend and yours, the man that adorns the Eastern Annex of the Murph's Fan Cave Desk. He is Swag Jeff.
Hey.
Oh, wait. Oh. Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah. Was that recording? Yeah. Here, let's try this again. I didn't have that turned up, but I think it still was recording the show.
Oh, good.
Let's just hope. Anyways, Swag Jeff.
Hey.
What up, Swaggo?
Styling and profiling.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, homie?
I'm good. I'm just checking on you. You okay?
I'm doing great. Are we kidding
me? Okay. All right. Just checking, man. Your mic was going all over the place. You didn't
Because some short little dude was over here last time and did a show and jacked up my mic.
Oh, is that what that was?
It's taking me a minute to get reorged here.
Well, I figured maybe it was taking you a minute to get reorged because you forgot what it was like to host the show.
I did not forget what it was like to host
the
show.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Look at Merce Fan Cave, Beach.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like riding a bike. You never forget, huh?
Hell no. I ain't forgot shit.
No, hell no. You ain't forgot shit. Yeah. No.
Hey. You know what I really didn't forget to do?
What's that?
Forget how to do?
What's that?
Talk about the Raiders.
Hey. Come on. Yeah. And there's, you know, there's not a ton of new news, but there's always news.
Yeah. But, and I was joking at the top of the show that you know, we got hot takes and whatever clickbaity stuff. That is absolutely not what we do, but I do have something that got me a little frothy today.
Okay.
That I want to talk about, and I want to run it by you first.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here we go. So this came out, friend of the show, Mo Moten at Silver and Black Today. Shout out, Mo.
Sure.
This came across the old X feed, and, this is Bo Nix. According to SEC Unfiltered, Bo Nix with some very interesting comments regarding the Auburn Tigers fan base. Of course, you know, Bo Nix started off playing in Auburn and then of course went to Oregon, where he finished out his career.
Sure.
And for anyone wondering, the reason why I felt this was necessary for us to cover is Bo Nix is in play for us as a quarterback.
100%. And
so what kind of guy is out there? What kind of a prospect is he, a quarterback? Well, there's a little bit of insight in this interview, and Jeff, listen to what he had to say.
What was the biggest difference between being a starter at an SEC school and a starter out West?
In a sense, the hostility and maybe the unhealthy pressure that is added to, you know, 18 to 22-year-olds by you know, outside noise and fans. Like, it's almost like an unhealthy obsession in the South. I mean, I was that way growing up. I thought it was, you know, life or death football. And you move out here and, you know, you play the game as hard as you can, and you got great passion for the game. And, you know, it's just a little bit more laid back in a way. And it's a lot more like, you know, we're proud of the person, the person you are out there on the field. And like, if you give a great effort and if you try really hard and, you know, obviously we're out there to win. Nobody goes out there to lose and look bad in front of a bunch of people. But I think that's the difference, quite frankly, is the what is put into college football in the South. And then, you know, how out here football is just the game, and, you know, we find the joy in it.
All right. So here's what I put on the X in response to this video. I wrote freaking yikes. I agree. College football fans here in the South are insane. That said, he don't want to meet Raider Nation.
Nope.
Stay away from this guy, Tommy T. And listen, and there's been a handful of folks that liked it and interacted, but there's been a couple responses in here. So one guy, Darth Vegas, says lame take. Watch the tape. He's far better than anyone we have. This other guy, being a lifelong Raider and friend of Kenny Stabler's, I can tell you Bo isn't wrong. And Raider Nation is not even close to the insanity of college football in Alabama. Bo is right. He will handle Raider Nation with no problem. All right, fellas. I totally disagree with that idea that he is able to somehow compartmentalize this in a way. And this whole take of, well, just watch the tape. Watch the tape. This is what tape junkies and people that all they do is just get off watching highlights all the time. This is the shit that you guys miss. This is the shit that everybody just thinks that Caleb Williams is going to be a slam dunk in the NFL. This is the shit you're missing. It comes down to culture. It comes down to attitude. It comes down to disposition just as much as it comes down to athletic ability. It's the reason that our team sucked under Josh McDaniels and had a complete shift under Antonio Pierce. Culture matters. And when you have a culture of your leader is a guy that goes, well, I think the fans are just going to be okay with it as long as I went out there and gave it my best effort. Sorry, Derek Carr. It don't roll like that, man. Like, that idea, what Bo Nix's idea, completely lost on me. And to the other guy that said, like, oh, I'm a whatever, you're a friend of Kenny Stabler and football in the South is great. Listen, we live in the South. We live in Tennessee. We live in the heart of SEC country. It was one of the most jarring experiences as a sports fan that grew up in the Bay Area, where we had Stanford and Cal football, to move to the South the year that UT won the national championship, by the way.
Yep.
And to get a dose of what SEC football is like in the South. Bo Nix is not wrong. I get it. It's freaking religion down here, man.
It is.
And I would argue that it's religion in Ann Arbor and Columbus too. And a handful of other places around, you know, where's University of Texas? Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would argue, like, yes, it is. Of course, that's the South, but still it's religion. I get it. You don't think Raider Nation has all of that? Or listen, again, we live in it and we are this. I can promise you that there is just as much fervor and religion to Raider Nation as there is in the SEC. So if he can't handle or doesn't care for that, now you're going to, and that's just Raider Nation. Like, God forbid he goes to a New York football team. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I hope the Raiders stay a million miles away from this guy. And any of you that are like, oh yeah, well, he's better than anything we got. Yeah. But so is Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And on the field, sure. On the field, sure. But you know, but that's a soft ass take. That's soft. I mean, that's some Derek Carr shit, man. You know, well, you know, I did my best. I tried all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's great and fine and wonderful. But like, you know, and kind of like Murph said, I moved to Tennessee the same year that he did, the year that Tennessee won the national championship. And yeah, it's bananas. But like, you know, also in the same note, You didn't see a bunch of Alabama fans going bananas back in 98. You know, you saw them come around in 2006 when they started winning national championships and stuff like that. No disrespect to any Crimson Tide fans in the building. But like, you know, but like Raider Nation is for real.
And yeah, they weren't going nuts when Mike Shula was coaching.
And it's not just in the southeast of the United States. Raider Nation is worldwide. So like, you know, this guy seems like a guy that is going to get his feelings hurt anytime someone criticizes him or gets in his ass like maybe they did down in Auburn. You know, yeah, the SEC football is the real deal. And people love their damn SEC football teams. You know, I mean, I've heard, you know, not a lot of people root for the Falcons in Atlanta, but everyone's a Georgia fan. Oh,
100%.
Everyone's a Georgia Tech fan. Something like that. College football in the South is just, it's a different beast. So, yeah, so but if he got his feelings hurt by Auburn, Alabama, he's going to get his feelings hurt with a lot of freaking people in the NFL because those are the diehards.
Absolutely.
Like, that's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I don't get it. I don't agree with the opposite takes. I don't get on these microphones ever and say, oh, I'm right and you're wrong. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion about things, and Bowman Nix may go on to prove us wrong. What I can promise you is that there is a culture that has been built now in a very short period of time in this organization. And that ain't it.
I don't want that character inside my building.
That ain't it.
I don't want that character inside my building at all. You know, and then, you know, for the folks that say, well, watch the tape. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's fine. He's, you know, he's good. But, you know, you asked Jeff Murphy about how he looked at the freaking Senior Bowl. Yeah. Yikes. Maybe not good.
Maybe
not good. So, you know.
There's a reason he's not a surefire top five pick or whatever.
No one's talking about him going in the first round at all.
No.
You know?
No.
So
yeah, no. No thanks.
Nope.
No thanks. All right. Swag Jeff, hit a break for us, and then let's talk more about the Raiders.
Oh, a good Donnybrook, more than sixth-year linebacker Phil Villapiano.
This is Phil Villapiano, and you're listening to Raiders Fan Radio.
All right, Jeff, I got another soundbite here for us. Let's kick off the next topic here as we hit the Raiders Fan Radio Rundown.
Can I stop you right there?
Sure, please
Because you aired your grievances at the top about, you know, something that kind of got you fired up this morning.
Yeah, you got one?
I got something that got me a little fired up this morning.
Do it.
USA Today.
Okay, which is chump.
It's stupid. They're chump. Yeah. And now I have no respect for USA Today because they put out this thing that the Raiders should make a trade for Dak Prescott.
Get them.
And the trade was absolutely bananas. If you you can find it anywhere. It's all over the place. You know, some of the clickbaity folks are using it, but it's just everywhere. You can find it wherever. And it's like the Raiders receive Dak Prescott, and then the Cowboys receive our next three first round picks, like our next three second, like it was like eight picks or something like that to get freaking another. Speaking of other Derek Carrs, like. Nah, I'm good. But you should see the people talking about it. Oh yeah. Oh, we should do that. Oh, we'd finally have a franchise guy. No. Talk about a quarterback that is not
worth. That's really good.
He's fine. He's mid.
He's not worth all that compensation.
No, he's mid.
He's if we did the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, does he even make that?
No.
Because you got what? Let's do them real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Stupid Mahomes.
Right.
Right.
Uh huh.
Josh Allen.
Right.
Joe Burrow.
Right.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
I would put Jalen Hurts in there.
Jalen Hurts. You put Trevor Lawrence probably on that list.
He might be, yeah.
At the lower end of that 10. Aaron Rodgers.
Of course. Got Aaron Rodgers on there, even though he's getting older, but still, it's still Aaron Rodgers.
Sure. Let's see.
Who else we got? Tua doesn't make it.
Brock Purdy probably is on that list.
You know what? I hate to admit it. Yeah, probably
Tua's
is.
Tua's probably on that list too.
You think?
Yeah,
you think
probably Tua? So. Yeah, I mean.
Tua is number 9 on the list?
Probably.
Who are we missing? What about Stupid A-Bear? Is he your 10th?
He's probably there.
If you're starting a franchise, do you start it with Justin Herbert or Dak Prescott?
Exactly. Well, you ask that question, and Dak Prescott's in the middle of the pack. You know, I mean,
sure.
You know, would you rather have Baker Mayfield or would you rather have Dak Prescott?
Well, today, right now, it's Baker.
Right. Would you rather? Yeah. Would you rather start a franchise with C.J. Stroud or with Dak Prescott?
Oh shit!
You know what I mean?
Hell, C.J. Stroud in a second.
I mean, you know what I mean? But like, you know, Anthony Richardson or Dak Prescott. Now that one's probably more of a toss-up. But like, you start asking that question,
yeah.
And Dak starts falling, and so USA Today wants us to give away all of our picks that we own for the next 3 years to go and get another number four that, you know, it still ain't going to get the job done.
That's a lame take.
Yeah,
that's a lame take. That's, you know what though? That's unfortunately, that's the kind of shit that's out there this time of year.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's absolutely. Like, you know, people are scrubbing for content. And so, anyways, that's a little rough there.
Yeah. Well, sorry for derailing us.
No, please do.
But since we're talking about trades, let's hear what they have to say.
Yeah. Let's check in with Ian Rappaport on NFL Network. And he talks about this on Path to the Draft. And he talks about the teams that could be trading into the top 10. Oh, by the way, did you see the thing where, the Vikings came out and said, we're strongly considering starting Sam Darnold and worry about quarterback in 2025.
Okay.
Give me a break, dude.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, there's any world where that's going to happen when they got two
numbers. The kids say that's cap.
Yeah, big time it is.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Because Sam Darnold ain't him.
No.
Oh, you see what I did?
Oh. Yeah,
I'm talking to the kids out there.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, here we go.
Kids, are you listening?
Yeah, there could be some fireworks here. You guys talked about the potential of going quarterbacks as the first four picks. That is very possible. If that happens, though, it's going to mean there is a trade and potentially a trade from a team outside the top 10. We already know the Minnesota Vikings are a potential trade-up team for a quarterback when they acquired that extra first-round pick after that fascinating trade with the Houston Texans over the last several days. That spotlighted them as a potential move-up team. And I wasn't so sure that the Denver Broncos were one of those teams. And I asked Sean Payton, would he consider them to be a realistic team to move up? And he said, absolutely. He does consider them a team potentially to move up. Could be from 12 up to 4 or maybe 5. We will see where the fourth quarterback goes, but I would keep my eye on both these teams and the Raiders as well. One note I want to mention here, keeping you updated on some of the top draft prospects. Iowa corner Cooper DeJean. He has been cleared now for all football activities. Remember, he broke his leg during the season. He is going to have his personal pro day on Monday.
All right, Swag Jeff. So,
yeah.
Throws in right there at the very end. Oh, yeah, and the Raiders as well. I don't think that's a mystery to any of us in Raider Nation that the Raiders are potentially in play for a top 10 pick. But my biggest takeaway from this is something that I brought up on the show last week on RFR proper is I think there's going to be a run at QB. I think there's going to be a run of quarterbacks, and you're going to have teams that are going to go into panic mode. It happens all the time.
Yep.
It's the reason that you get Mitch Trubisky's and people like that drafted high in the draft. What's our guy, Malik Willis?
Sure.
And you know what I mean?
And the sure.
You get these, there's these, start to get a run on quarterbacks, guys start climbing up the charts. Next thing you know, once upon a time, we were talking like, okay, there's three guys at the top and then that's it. Or everybody else maybe is going to fall out and fall into the second round. Now, all of a sudden, here comes J.J. McCarthy. Now, all of a sudden, here comes Michael Penix. Now, all of a sudden, here comes even Bo Nix. Like, and now here comes Spencer Rattler, too, starting to hear about, like, all these names.
He could see the second round.
Absolutely. Or even earlier. I'm telling you, teams will panic. Unless you're the Jets or unless you're any of those teams that we talked about that have those elite quarterbacks, those top probably, I would say, five are elite, and then the next five are really, really good and just on the cusp of it. When we haven't talked about Matt Stafford and guys like that, right?
Still, right.
But so you got teams like that, and then you got the unproven ones like Will Levis and whatever. A point being, though, is that those teams with that are completely set at quarterback are not picking in the top half of the draft. They're all picking at the bottom because they're good and because they have elite
quarterback.
They don't need a quarterback. So I think that you're going to see three or four quarterbacks come off the board early, and then panic is going to ensue and it's going to get freaking nuts. At least, and we may not even see the chaos, as observers of the draft, but I promise you, draft war rooms, GM's phones are going to be going ape shit if that happens.
100%. Yeah, I totally agree with that, you know, and I think the real chaos is going to be shuffling for positions. Who's going to get the, because I don't think you're going to be able to even trade into the top, you know, top 10 to get one of these guys. There's a real possibility that the Raiders, if they say they love Jaden Daniels, they have to go to 2, or they have to maybe go to 3. Or something like that. But like, you know, but even if they like a guy like Penix is visiting the Raiders today. He's on his top 30 visit today. He's with the Raiders right now as we speak.
Gosh, and he's, you know? And we always say don't fall in love with players, and I'm not falling in love with Michael Penix.
No.
But I'm really trying to date him. Yeah. That's becoming my guy. The more we learn about him, the more film we see, the more we hear.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
It's the guy, dude.
Totally, yeah. So, but like you said, those GMs, it's going to be, these next 3 weeks are going to be absolutely insane. And I don't know when we're going to find out who's going to move where and all this kind of stuff. But like, you know, I mean, there's a real possibility that you see a lot of these teams that are in the top 6, 7 right there, moving out, trading down, getting a bunch of draft capital. You know, a team, I think one of the most realistic options, you know, because I see a lot of people going, well, I don't want to give up the farm. I don't want to give up the farm for our guy, you know.
Yeah, you just talked about giving it up for Dak Prescott.
Exactly. Exactly. But like, you know, I'm kind of on the opposite end. If they see a rookie that they like, no draft pick is a sure thing ever. You know, just ask the Raiders if any draft pick is a sure thing. So, you know, so yeah. So if you like Jaden Daniels, all right, Washington, how many picks you want? What do you want? Okay. Got it. Deal. Give me Jaden. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, but like realistically,
it's not a terrible thought, dude. It's really not, because you can't go anywhere until you get one of those guys.
Exactly. So you can keep all those picks and get extra linemen or get another wide receiver or get a whatever. Quarterbacks are going to win you football games. The end. Your guy, go get your guy by any means necessary. Make him an offer they can't refuse.
Yeah. And I've even heard on some of the ex comments. Well, the Raiders already have 3 quarterbacks. We're not going to be pushing for a quarterback. Listen, we got a rookie, a cagey vet, who I'm happy he's on our team, and a camp arm. We don't have our quarterback of the future. We do not have a franchise quarterback. And any of you that are thinking it's Aiden O'Connell, I'm sorry. He's not. He'll probably be a very serviceable quarterback. Actually, I'm going to take that back. I hope he ends up being the greatest quarterback in the history of football, and he ends up finishing his career with the Raiders in 20 years. That's my desire for him. But is that a fair expectation? No. Is that really what we're doing? Yeah. Is that, because that's what we need. That's what wins you year in, year out in the NFL. If we're going to beat the damn Chiefs, we've got to get somebody that's elite. I don't think at this point Aiden O'Connell is lending to be an elite quarterback. Yes, I know it's only been 1 year. But we'll see where it goes from there. But there are certain traits that he has, physical traits, that I'm sorry, they're just limiting for him.
Sure. And even in the locker room, you know, you heard Antonio Pierce say in the middle of last season, we've given him the reins. We just want him to be a little bit more vocal and stuff like that. And he said it during the coaches and owners breakfast last week or week and a half ago, whatever. We need him to be more vocal. That part of his game still isn't there. And so Antonio Pierce, he wants a guy that can come in and lead this freaking offense besides Devontae Adams. You know, the quarterback needs to be your leader of your team. The end.
Absolutely.
Max Crosby's the leader and he's got the juice and all that, but your quarterback's got to be your guy.
He's got to be the guy. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff there, Swag Jeff. Go ahead and hit a break, and then I got one more thing for you.
Okay.
Hi, this is AJ Cole from the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff on Raiders Fan Radio. Just win, baby.
All right, Jeff, I got one more thing here for you. So for those of you that are interested, this comes from our good buddy Josh DeBoe at the AP. Off-season workout dates for the Raiders. Raiders, first day on campus is going to be April 15th. Okay. And then OTAs start in May. We got the May 20th, 21st, 23rd. then 28, 29, and 31.
They took that week off for my birthday.
Oh, isn't that sweet of them?
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice of them. Yeah.
Then June 3rd through 6th, and then mandatory minicamp finally hits June 11th through 13th. All right, so I love the early gatherings of the team. It's always fun to start seeing. You know, you see the new guys when they're signed like free agents, like we saw Christian Wilkins.
Sure.
You know, sizing up his helmet and like all that kind of stuff. But love to see like the team start to arrive at the facility. And something I think is going to be very interesting and something I'm going to be on the lookout for. You mentioned what a leader Max Crosby is. That's obviously goes without question. He's such a leader that he sets by example. He's not just vocal, but he does it by example through his work ethic. And one of the things he's becoming notorious for is being the first one at the damn building in the morning. I'm curious to see what kind of energy and how infectious that is to his teammates. Are we going to, especially the defensive guys, maybe not necessarily the offensive guys, other than somebody like Devontae or whatever, but I want to see Jack Jones. I want to see Christian Wilkins.
Yep.
I want to see Bob Spillane. I want to see these guys rolling up at 5:45. You know what I'm saying? 100%. Rolling into the facility, getting their treatments, doing all their stuff.
Yeah.
Hitting a workout before they ever even have a meeting or do a walkthrough or any of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Well, and you've already heard about it a little bit this offseason. You know, I think Antonio Pierce said that there was like 25 or 30 guys that are in the building every day working out with Max, like right now. Like he goes, I've never seen that. You know, I mean, it's the off season. You know, this is people's time off before the draft, before they kind of start getting prepared, getting ready. And the boys are in there grinding. You know, I mean, you know,
they're not kicking in Cancun or something. You know what I mean?
No, they're working. They're working. Yeah. This I'm telling you, man, this, especially on the defensive side of the ball right now, the offense, you know, we need pieces. Obviously you need that quarterback and stuff, but this defense is very reminiscent of some of the great Raider defenses. You know, I mean, I know the season hasn't even started, but look where the last season finished. You know, I mean, that was some Raider defense, man.
That was some Raider defense. Yeah. I think we could sum it up like this. It's starting to feel special. And it's been a long time since we felt special on defense, and especially collectively as a team. Like our Raider whole hasn't, Raider hole hasn't felt special.
Hey, don't tell me about your life.
My Raider hole is always special.
It hits you in your Raider hole, dude.
Since that was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, this is so stupid.
Oh my gosh. Hey, baby, why don't you come over here and touch my Raider hole?
Murph says it's special.
It's a special ass Raider hole, dude.
Oh my gosh, my glasses fog up. The Raiders as a collective. The Raiders as a collective.
Yeah.
It feels like there's something really, I don't want to use the word special now. I'm trying to use another word.
Cohesive.
Yeah. Cohesive. But I feel like we're on the brink of becoming great.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it is. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know, but I feel like we're on the brink of something that we haven't seen in a long time, and a level of success pending. And that's what I'm really excited about as a fan. I think all the signs are starting to point that way. Now, that said, I'm a delusional Raider fan, and I feel like we're going to win the Super Bowl every offseason. So take that for what it is. It felt like we had something really special going into the freaking 2 years ago. Like it felt like, oh my gosh, like everything's lined up. Like this is perfect. And then we sucked. You know what I mean? So,
you know what? And it could have been. You know,
that's true.
That's one of those situations coming into the 2022 season, fresh off of a playoff. Or I was going to say playoff run because it wasn't, but a playoff berth, you know, spoiling and sending the freaking Chargers home at the end of that last season and stuff. It was a really special thing, kind of rah-rahing behind Rhys Bisaccia, and they bring in Josh McDaniels. And I posted a thing on the X this week talking about, you know, I was watching a John Madden documentary, right? Or the football life of John Madden.
Yeah.
And Al's talking about John.
I'm going to play that. We're going to talk more about this on the regular show.
Okay, well,
next Wednesday. But talk about it, though, here on the Rundown.
Good, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I love that John Madden said, and it reminded me so much of Antonio Pierce, and yes, I'm not comparing John Madden to Antonio Pierce, but the mindset. The mindset is seems to be the same. You know, Antonio Pierce said, I'm going to be Antonio Pierce every single day in that building. I'm not going to shy away from it. I'm me, and I'm going to be me with the players, everyone in the building, all that kind of stuff. And John Madden said, I had to be me, because if I tried to be like any of these other greats, you know, he idolized a guy like Vince Lombardi, like Patton, all those kind of guys. He loved those people. He goes, but I couldn't do what they did, because the players would see right through me. They can see a phony. And that's the worst thing in an NFL locker room.
Speaking of Josh McDaniels.
And that's what I'm saying, man. So if you don't have a guy like that with some phony ass bullshit on his mind, you know, trying to be the next Belichick, you know, because that's right. I mean, because that's all it was. That's it's so reminiscent of that. So, you know, so I mean, what would have happened if we had a genuine guy in the locker room in 2022?
That's true. That's
you know what I mean? So that's one of those ones where, you know, and then, you know, people got mad and the playbook changed and all this stuff and all that. So, I mean, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, but this team now with the right guy at the wheel, you know, it's so now this is kind of what I'm saying to bring it back to the trades and stuff. Our defense is good. We're great. You know, we're good on defense. Yeah. We need a couple, maybe rotational pieces or something like that, but the bulk of the defense is there. So if you're
I feel like we're a cornerback away.
Sure.
You know
and,
what I mean?
And corners deep, grab a guy in the third.
Right.
You know, grab a group of five guy in the third or fourth and shore it up. You know, maybe this second wave of free agency, if there's another maybe, you know, gritty veteran or something like that to come in and help out, a guy like Stephon Gilmore, something like that, that's still in the mix and all that. But if there's a time for you to swing on a freaking quarterback, it's now. It's now.
It's now.
And tee up all those picks and just knock it out of the park. Go get your guy.
And for those of you that are wanting the Raiders to trade back in to the first round to grab a guy like Michael Penix and grab somebody else at 13. Again, what to me, it doesn't matter the order. Like, just get it. Just get it. Yep. You know, we all wanted Trayvon Merrick in the first round. Well, that didn't happen, but guess what? We got him in the second.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, wherever you got to get your quarterback, get your damn quarterback, and then if you want to move back into the first to get Quinyon Mitchell, speaking of group of five guys,
sure,
somebody that would fit perfect with the Raiders, move up and trade up for that one.
Yeah.
But get the quarterback situation handled first, is my opinion.
Trade back up late, because late first round, I don't think Quinyon Mitchell will be there later in the first round or whatever. Tarian Arnold? He won't be there probably.
He'll be the first one gone, I think.
Him and Quinyon, I think, will be the top two.
I think
by 15, both of them will be gone.
You think so?
Yeah, but I think if you want to trade back up, you can get Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. You know? So, which, I mean, that's a Raider name. He's already came with a nickname.
Absolutely.
You know
what I mean? Perfect.
But, you know, but...
we just talked about that, how we missed a good old Raider
nickname. Every time that guy gets an interception, everyone's going to go, oh, yeah! But yeah, but a guy like that'll be available. You know, I mean, Kool-Aid might even slip into the second round because of his foot injury that he had that they found at the combine and stuff. But whoever your guy is, go get your freaking quarterback. Go
get your quarterback. That's good stuff there, Swag Jeff. All right, let us know what your takes are. Raider Nation, we want to hear. We want to chat room. Let us know.
Yes.
Well, I hope you guys have been talking about this, because although we're not doing the show live, we always go back and read back through the chat. And sometimes we're even able to jump in as this thing is premiering. And so we appreciate you, Raider Nation. Appreciate you, chat room. We love you guys out there. Keep supporting the show, because again, it supports the One Nation Foundation, which is our nonprofit, sports Raiders related charities. We love you guys very, very much. And we will see you next Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, youtube.com/RaidersFanRadio.
Absolutely. And if you don't like looking at our faces, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but if you don't want to do that, hit us up on the podcast as well. Just search Raiders Fan Radio on any podcast platform that you listen to it. You can ask your internet connected device, play Raiders Fan Radio. Let me listen to those knuckleheads or whatever. Do whatever you got to do. Thank you for your support. excuse me. But yeah, and thanks for everyone, like Murph Shed, all the folks in the chat, all that stuff. Thanks for all your support of the One Nation Foundation. And it's draft time, baby. So we're going to get into it. I can't wait to get into it. It's going to be so much fun. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Raiders Fan Radio Rundown, where we take a lighter side journey into the dark side. And don't forget, boys and girls, what happens in Vegas started in Oakland. We love you. Goodbye. Hey, and I think the Chiefs are moving away from Kansas City. Did you see that?
Yeah, they just got to move to a different county or whatever. Shout out Houston Raiders, Steve.
There you go. Goodbye.
Yeah, they're going to be like the Washington team. Or the Niners. The Niners play 45 minutes away from San Francisco.
There you go.
They're still San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, 100%. They just need to move somewhere and be in like the NFC.
They'll move to Kansas. They'll move to Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh.
That'd be funny.
Toto will be their mascot.
You know what The Rock would say? It doesn't matter where you move to.
Nice. We'll still beat your ass on Christmas Day. Okay, see you, bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.